You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4041. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. You are the men's room. On tap today, Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show join us. Once again, we will sit and spin. And today, we have artists who like themselves a whole lot. With 10 bands with self-titled songs. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink it down.
All right, here we go to Florida and the village's entrance where a man greets residents with swollen clackers. Meanwhile, researchers believe your dog dreams about their owners, giving them bones and crackers. If you're headed to the racetrack, bet on the horse that's on meth. Man trying to steal a car at dealership, he comes very close to death. And a guy steals a truck with $30,000 worth of ice cream inside. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, many people call childhood an age of innocence. And a lot of ways that's true. But sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, kids are just guilty as F. They know what they're doing, and they know what they have done. A teenager in Utah, he's facing multiple charges for property damage. So the question is, what did he do? Well, he taped dead fish to ATMs, and then taped a dead fish to a cop car. And sure, it's not the worst thing you could do, but he was caught, and now he's in trouble. And look, I did much worse as a teenager, but I didn't get caught. Now, in Nashville, a 14-year-old kid, he was arrested after stealing a school bus. Now, even worse, he led cops on a high-speed chase. Now, high speed is, of course, relative to a school bus, but authorities had to deploy a spike strip and use a taser to subdue this kid. And yeah, he's in a heap of trouble. Let's get a little younger. There's a 12-year-old kid in Michigan. He stole a forklift. To his credit, he knew how to drive it. He had another high-speed chase. His high speed, of course, topped out at about 25 miles an hour. But the point is, the cops had to chase him, too, and now he, too, ended up getting arrested. Now, we understand that most of you do not have a juvenile record, but that doesn't mean that you weren't a delinquent. Even if you didn't break any legally legislated laws, you probably broke plenty of parental and or school laws, and when you get caught, you have to pay the price. And that's what we're talking about today, those moments from childhood where you royally messed up. And sure, you can laugh about it now, probably not that funny then. And that's what leads us to today's question, because all of us have a story. What was the most trouble you got into growing up?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 K KISW.
Home Patrol's away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4041. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. We're going to sit and spin. Kind of a egotistical, narcissist version of
Is it that, or is it that your band name's super cool?
I don't know. We have 10 bands with self-titled songs. The name of the band, they wrote a song with the same name as their band.
I'm going to guess Kajagoogoo, not on the list.
No.
Chumbawamba, probably not on the list.
Not on the list.
And maybe not Wham. Although you could write a song called Wham.
You could, yeah. But either way, they there was an era where you said, you know what, we're going to name a song after our band.
Was it an era? Do you think another band will do it?
I don't think it's been done lately. Seems like it's been a while.
Trying to think of the most recent band. Granted, I'm old. So recent to me, it goes back to the 80s. You're right, man. Probably in the 21st century, I cannot think of a band. Like, this is the name of our song.
I truly believe.
And the name of our band.
I believe there are artists that are so iconic that they could pull it off. They could do
artists,
it now.
Bruce yes. Springsteen. I wrote a song called Bruce Springsteen.
No, I think if Dolly Parton wrote a song called Dolly Parton.
All right.
People would like, if Snoop Dogg wrote a song called Snoop Dogg.
He almost did.
I think that it would probably be good and people would like it. I think there's a few artists that could do it. There's just a handful out there, you know?
Ted Searching His Brain.
I mean, Snoop has a song about him.
Yeah. It was an introduction.
Yeah.
It was an introduction.
Okay. And rappers, male, female, they always talk about themselves in the third person.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would be an easy one right there. So we've got 10 bands with self-titled songs coming up as we will sit and spin. Also, what do we have for you? All of our podcasts up in one location. Get that Odyssey app now. Download it now. It's absolutely free. There are tons of music channels on there, including all our podcasts, daily podcasts that we do each and every day. That's available. You can subscribe to that and make sure it just falls down into your phone or your computer, automatic download so you can catch up on old episodes. Greatest Story Never Told podcast, Megacast, the podcast, the weekly podcast that we do. We have about a 45-minute best of for the week. That podcast is there if you just want to catch up on the show in the past week in a condensed version, exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Okay, we're going to get into our question today. And although there are times growing up that you've gotten into some trouble, depending on your parents, depending situationally what's going on in your household, do you live with two parents? Do you live with one parent? Mm-hmm. Do you live with step parents? Grounding rules are different.
Sure.
Your punishment is different as far as the level of how bad you effed up. I will tell you this. I have, knock on wood, with my two daughters, I never was in a situation. I was frustrated with some of the behavior.
Sure, sure.
But there was never a time where punishment was necessary or needed in a lot of different situations.
A lot of times you just have to have a quick conversation.
Right.
You don't necessarily need the punishment. Yeah. Just like, hey. And I mean, my kids are young enough now that for the most part, in a couple of years, I think they will discover things to get into. But right now, they're still young enough where it's not so. But like my kid yesterday, you know, he had to go to the principal's office because he laughed at a fart.
Yeah.
And I struggle not to laugh when I heard it. He's not the one who farted.
Right.
It's just he laughed. But, he was kind of upset. He's like, man, I got in trouble. I said, well, did you really? Mm-hmm. He's like, well, I got sent to the principal's. I'm like, and then what happened? He's like, well, we had to read a book for 10 minutes. I said, look, I'll let you in on a secret. You're not in trouble. The principal just had to deal with you because you were there. Didn't feel like dealing.
Right.
Like, read a book. You laughed at a fart. It's funny. It's okay.
And I think a lot of times as you grow older, you become a parent. You try not to do some of the things that your parents did to you growing up.
Of course.
So I never laid a hand on either one of my kids.
Yeah.
I never did any of the ways that I was disciplined growing up.
For sure.
For the things that I did wrong. Because I just didn't think that it didn't really help me at the time. It just made me want to kick someone's ass.
But at the same time, a lot of the things your parents said when you were growing up, you realize you now repeat to your kids only because the situation's the same.
Sure.
So it's like, all right, well, my father said this, that kind of statement worked based on the look on his face, right? You just understood.
I'm not really mad at you as much as I am just completely disappointed.
Well, sometimes, back then, I would catch a whooping and it was like, yeah, I didn't even do anything bad.
You caught a whooping because you did something at the grocery store.
You threw up in the middle of the night. It's like, they're kids.
Right.
Sure.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But there are times when you know for a fact that you cross that line.
Sure.
Based on whatever the situation is, and you get in trouble. I think I was grounded for a month at one point in time. I'm trying to think of some of the
You know, more so than anything, it was things were taken away from me that I enjoyed.
That was more the thing. Not that you could not leave your room or do whatever, but like the things you loved most, mm-hmm. which, by the way, now the threat is just video games or fun.
That was mine, video games.
If we take this away from you, like that's worse than anything that we could possibly do.
Santa Claus one year brought me a ColecoVision, which was my next gaming. I had an Atari 2600, and ColecoVision was the next in line before Nintendo and Sega took over and Microsoft. But ColecoVision, they had Donkey Kong. They had all these games that I played in the arcade. I wanted to get this thing. It was touch and go because that thing was about $200.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of money. That was the only thing that you were going to get.
Oh, don't worry. The cost is relative now.
So,
PS5, yes. Talking to you.
And I'm not kidding you. The games were still $50.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they are now.
About $50.
I think it's kind of the same as marijuana. The prices have remained
about the same.
About the same.
Yeah.
But either way, that was a lot of money. Just to even get one, you know, it came with a few games, but to buy a game was $50. So that was where I was saving up my money. So go back to school in January after the holiday break, and I can't remember exactly what I did, but me and a group of my friends got in trouble from something related to school, and I cannot remember what the hell it was. But either way, I lost the ability to play that game that I had just got for a month.
Yeah.
So like a dry January, I did a video game with January. In West Virginia, it's snowing outside. It's freezing cold. You really don't want to spend too much time outside. You go sled riding and crap, but other than that, you go into school, when you come home, you're doing homework, and then I had nothing to do.
Right.
It's not like there was a bunch of crap on television like there is now or there was anything like that. I mean, it was, I just basically sat in my room and listened to the radio. And that was not bad. It was just.
But it's not what you wanted to do.
Not when I got this brand new gaming system that's just sitting down there and I can't touch it. So that sucked.
Yeah. Because you come home, there's some cartoons on in the afternoon, but then you're right. Then you get into local news and stuff. Back in the day, there wasn't Cartoon Network. No. Right. It was just
kind of adult stuff. I mean, every once in a while there's a show you'd watch, but for the most part, not Monday through Friday, maybe Saturday and Sunday you catch.
Yeah, and I never got grounded a bunch. A couple times in high school, but they were fairly earned. Yeah. But I remember getting in trouble once in like 7th or 8th grade. I forget what we had done. We had done something that was pretty like, we had stole sodas from like the cafeteria at the school or whatever.
All right.
So I mean, it was pretty legit. But I just remember they were like, you're not going to that like Maryland basketball game.
And that's just crushing.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Sit at home and watch it on TV.
Ugh. I remember what the hell we got in trouble for now. This was horrible. We used to sneak out of the house a lot. Unfortunately, the night we snuck out, it was during the Christmas, the holiday break. It was me and two friends, and the two guys that live close to the school, we all kind of met up at the baseball field, type of shenanigans. That was where the dugouts were. You could meet chicks there. Don't ask me why. That was just the place.
You don't have to explain why.
That was just the place where we hung out. So my buddy Pat, who's kind of an idiot, and Herky, I met up with them, and we're at the field. There's a concession stand. It's got one door, and it's got it was boarded up with two pieces of plywood.
Yeah.
Someone had tried to break into the concession stand.
Mm-hmm.
One of the corners of the plywood, the nails were out, and it looked like somebody tried to open it up.
Sure.
So me, Pat, and Herky just got on there and just yanked that thing off. Got in there, stole all the candy, stole the chips. The sodas weren't hooked up. This is in the middle of the winter.
Yeah.
So we just took as much of the stuff that was in there, the perishable foods that we can. The problem is, again, it was in December. It was snowing. Guess where the footprints went back to? They went back to Pat's and to Herky's house.
Yeah.
They just followed the prints.
Of course.
That was easy enough. I didn't take any of the stuff. I was just like, you know what?
Doesn't matter.
Their house is closer. We'll split it up later. You know, because they were going to hide all of the candy and all the stuff at Herky's house. Because Herky had a single mom. They had a big house.
Yeah.
Two-car garage. He wasn't going to get. He could hide the stuff.
Right.
We could not. I mean, Pat had like five sisters, you know, family, the whole deal. I'm not taking it back to my house. When he got busted, he ratted us all out. So that's when the phone calls started coming around. When we got back to school, since that was school property, we got called in the principal's office, the entire deal. That's why I got grounded for a month. And I didn't even have anything. I was definitely involved.
You're part of it, right.
I'm part of the heist. I didn't have any of the
You're
goods.
The getaway driver, basically.
That's
I did not pull a gun out on the teller. Yes, I knew what they were doing. Yes, I was a getaway driver, but
right.
I'm not the worst stuff. But anytime it's guilt by association, I remember a friend of mine stole, I was like second or third grade, but third grade, and he had stolen another student's watch, right? Because we had not quite a cubby hole, but kind of a rollout tray that you put your crap in. And this kid had a Timex watch, and he put it in there, and someone else I knew grabbed the watch. I knew about it. But somehow, I was now associated in the theft. And honest to God, I had nothing to do with it other than being aware and not narking the kid out. Because that's just not my deal. And honestly, I didn't care. And I did not believe that my buddy who stole the watch planned on keeping it. It was just more of a make this other kid panic, which he did. But I guess he had seen evidence that maybe he'd gone in there and I'm staying. Whatever. Anyway, I get home and my father, he doesn't play that kind of thing. And I'm trying to explain to him, like, hey, man, I did not steal this watch. Well, I couldn't get a word out. And I mean, I got my ass whipped and it was all about stealing stuff. And I'm like, I didn't even do it. So took the beating. You deal with it. Got whatever kind of punishment you get when you're 8 years old. But the whole time I'm like, damn, man,
right.
I didn't even steal the watch.
Now.
It wasn't even me, but it doesn't matter. And it's one of those things where you learn real quick. Who you choose to be friends with can be just as detrimental as committing the actual crime.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And those parents who have the crappy kids, they believe that their kids' friends
right.
are the ones that are being the bad example. They believe that it can't be their little, you know, sweet baby.
Sometimes parents just get it wrong.
They do.
My mom always had a thing against one of the guys, and like, we had gone to beach week together or whatever, and then we went down for spring break, right? He knew some girls that were going to college at Charleston. So we're like 18, 19. We go down there. Now, a couple of his other friends from his neighborhood that I did not know, they didn't go to DeMatha, they must have stolen some of this. We were staying at these guys' like house, but they weren't there. They must have stolen some of the stuff. So I don't know why, but my mother got it in her head that John was like a bad influence. And I mean, it took years.
Really?
I was like, look, those were kids he grew up with. Like, we just brought them. But yeah, and I'm like, John is like one of the nicest, most upstanding dudes. I mean, he's a teacher now.
Yep.
But she just was dead set on it. And like he couldn't like come over to our house.
I will say this.
Whereas I had other friends that were at my house all the time that were degenerates.
Yeah, my buddy Tony, but my mom loved him.
My buddy Josh was a little more of a degenerate, but she loved Josh.
The one thing I do try to do as a parent, especially at the age that the kids are now, because I'll get an email or get the phone call about whatever has gone down, and I know the kids are trembling in their pants for me to get home, but just because of the way my situations have gone down at roughly their age, the one thing I do is I separate them. We sit down in a room, keep it kind of quiet, because I'm not trying to humiliate or embarrass them. And just like, what happened? Why am I hearing blank? And he let them explain. And for the most part, it's decent stuff, and you can just talk to them. I just remember, like, getting home from school. My mother's already pissed because she's already gotten a phone call from this little girl's mother. And what the mother said was true. It's just not full story. So my mother, I get home, and she's mean mugging me. And she's like, I'm talking to so-and-so, and she says that you picked up a dog turd, which I did, and hit her daughter in the face with it. I said, I did. So before she asked me what happened to provoke me to do this, she said, I want you to apologize to that little girl. I was like, no. This is third grade as well. And that made my mother lose her mind. But I'm like, no. So I hear my mom now explaining to this girl's mother, I will talk to him and I will get to the bottom of the system of the problems. And he will call your daughter back and he will apologize. Slams down the phone. She's like, did you throw this dog ass? That's what she said. This girl. I'm like, I did. I get laid out for about another 10 minutes. You know, and look, I'm sniffling, dude. I'm not just being completely, you know, like a few. But finally, she goes, well, what led up to this? I'm like, she called me the N-bomb. My mother was like, F that little bitch. I'm like, if you had just asked me why I did it, I would have told you this. And I've been berated for 20 minutes, right? So I'm already in tears and doing the thing the kids do, only for you to be like, okay, maybe don't do that, but I'm not mad at you. So I'm telling you that stuck in my head. So it's my kids now just like, hey, I'm going to tell you what I heard. I wasn't there. Just tell me your story. It works out much better.
We brought you this story a couple days ago. A teenager in Provo, Utah, facing multiple charges of property damage and stands accused of repeatedly taping fish to ATMs and once even taping a dead fish to a cop car, doing so all in the name of social media clout. The kid has amassed nearly 89,000 followers, all from posting videos of fish that are duct taped to ATMs.
Did they say what kind of fish?
Fish that appear to have been caught locally.
Oh, really?
Not purchased at a grocery store. Most of the fish appear to be carp or catfish.
I just assumed it was like goldfish or something. Okay.
No, they're bigger fish.
So this kid is out there fishing and then taping.
Yes, with duct tape. Like, he's Ted's right. They're not like small fish. Whatever he catches.
I still don't know how I feel about this. Like, I get that he's in trouble, but I'm like, I don't know. That seems pretty harmless.
I think what you need to do from the parent point of view is like, you're in trouble, right? And whatever you're going to do is punishment. It's a punishment. But I think when I close the bedroom door, I'm kind of chuckling under my breath like, okay, if the cops are going to bring our kid home for doing something, I'm glad it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to ABC4, the two charges of property damage stem from the cost of the cleanup, as someone was tasked each time with having to clean up the duct tape fish on the ATMs. Now, one video where they posted with a caption, "We support our local PD," shows what looks to be a rainbow trout taped to the side of a police cruiser at night. That video alone picked up 30,000 plus likes in November. Now, most of the videos like this.
That's kind
of
funny.
I'm trying not to laugh.
We support our local PD. Yeah. Boom, here's a trout.
Most of the videos look like the camera pans up to show a fish, then duct tape to an ATM. In this instance, it's a carp with a cigarette stuffed in his mouth. Maybe it's the mere fact that this has been happening in Utah, but they said that they were, some people said they were getting extreme SLC punk vibes from this prank. I'm not sure what that is.
Okay.
Salt Lake City?
Yeah, I guess it must be.
Oh, the Salt Lake City punk scene.
Yeah.
Well known.
Well, because the subject is 17 years old, the case was turned over from the Provo PD to juvenile justice. He is charged with second degree penalty with damage in excess of $5,000. This is not, in that instance, over $5,000 damage. So it looks like he's going to get hit with a Class B misdemeanor.
What do you think would even happen if you're 24 years old and you get butt? Like, that's your crime. You're an adult,
yeah,
and you'll be charged as an adult, but I'm being charged for taping fish to things.
Well, here's the thing. Look, I know what he was doing, and he was having fun with it. And obviously, he's doing it for social media. I mean, Ted, as you said, you played mailbox baseball. That's a federal crime.
Yeah.
I used to blow up mailboxes with my buddies. Pat, back again. That's a federal crime.
We used to drop them in the big blue. We did not know it was a federal crime, but yeah.
But once the police become involved in something, it does not matter what the deal is or how you can explain it to your parents. Your ass is grass.
Yeah.
If you've damaged police property or any of those things, if they're knocking on your door, regardless of what it is, if the police have to talk to your parents, that's not good.
I know this from experience.
That is not good.
It is bad. Yeah. And you're right. Like, this, it could have been your buddy's parents brought you home for the same crime. But when the cop, I think that was 12 when that happened, man, I just remember my dad opening the door, seeing the cop looking at me, and I already knew I was going to die soon. It got to the point where I did not want the cop to leave.
No.
Going to say, hey, man, when you leave, you better come back because you're going
to
kill me.
You could be 17 years old. A cop comes to your parents' house. You are absolutely terrified. The next year you move out when you're 18, you could be throw a party, and a cop knocks on your door because you got the music too loud, and you open it and go, oh, hey, officer, how
what's going on, man?
One year later, the time that you can go to jail, now they're like your friends.
You would rather go to jail than have the cop talk to your parents.
Just take me downtown.
You guys of age? You guys drinking in there? Well, I mean, we're not of age, but you know, we live here and stuff like that. You know, like, no one here drives, officer. We're all good. We'll turn the volume down. We'll keep the noise off. Okay, if I have to come back here again, then it's going to be a little bit different. Okay, cool, man. Hey, have a good weekend. Thanks.
Right.
One year before that, oh, God, my mom's going to kill me.
Yes, she is.
But she won't have to know about this. What was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Rock.
The Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, what was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's a good one from the text. When I was 4, I got some tools for Christmas. I went and tested out my new hammer by smashing out all the lights in my neighbor's truck.
Oh.
Yeah. That'll get you in trouble. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So basically, I was in eighth grade at the time, right? So I'd skipped school. So I'm at home, and it's probably about 11:30, 12-ish. And I'm getting kind of hungry. So I'm like, well, I'll make myself some top ramen. Boiling water's not that hard, right?
In theory.
In theory, right? So boiling the water was super easy, right? I just put it on the stove, but forgot about it. And I was trying to make a bus to go down to the mall. So I was like, well, I'm going to leave, catch that bus real quick. Yeah. So before the age of smartphones, I get a phone call on my little like old school flip phone, right? And my mom is furious. I did. left the stove on
Oh, no.
With the boiling water, Well, the thing is, it wouldn't have been that bad, but she keeps decorative candles, like, around the house. And so she left a decorative candle on the stovetop. And I don't know how, in God's name, that thing didn't ignite. But it was burning off all of the wax. It had completely melted down into the stovetop and damn near burned the whole house down.
So what was it? What is your punishment? Like, that's, I'm also curious about that.
Right.
What did your parents, how did they lay down the law on you?
So that one was obviously a little more oversight. I wasn't allowed to, like, basically come home or, like, do the, like, latchkey thing, right? They made me ride the bus. And then also all the video games taken away, dial-up internet at the time, you know, that's gone, that kind of deal. So just basically as much punishment as they can. And then obviously, like, the harping and the fact that I almost burned our house down kind of set in for me. So,
were they more upset that you almost burned the house down, or the fact that the reason you almost burned the house down is because you skipped school that day? Like, this would not have happened if you did not skip school.
So my mom was a teacher at the time, so she was a lot more pissed that I skipped school.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, as a parent, like, look, we know the kids are kind of absent-minded and forget things. We understand that, but if you're home when you're supposed to be, maybe someone else turns off the stove. So you're telling
that's
me,
exactly
this is the
happened.
Way I see it. You cut school and then almost burned the house down. That's the problem. Not that you made a mistake, but that you skipped school to burn my house down.
I'll tell you what, I do remember
that's
this.
Bad.
That's bad.
Every single morning, I was one of those people who, my mom could knock on the door 5 times. I just did not get up and get moving.
Right.
But the way the bus route was, it was up on a hill. There was a road, and the bus came down that hill. And you could very clearly see the bus coming down the hill because it would put on the flashing lights because it had 2 or 3 stops for kids along that slope. My bus stop was about 100 yards away from my home. So I just had to run to the corner. And let's say...
See, as a kid, running 100 yards, you're like, cool.
If the bus was normally 7:30, you needed to be there at 7:20. It could be 10 minutes early. It could be 10 minutes late. It could be 7:40. So you had a 20-minute window.
Right, right. It's not the city bus.
Yeah, you needed to hit that damn
thing.
Which
is guaranteed.
And if I did not, if I did not make that school bus, my parents absolutely, and they could drive me, but they lost their freaking minds.
Uh-huh.
They absolutely lost it. And I remember, like, them picking me up and telling me, I can see that. You get your damn clothes on now. Get your ass out that door. Put your shoes on. Don't even time. Just take off running. And I would run and wave my hand. You know, the bus would wait for me. And, I mean, I was just like, because it was just the most, I don't know why. It was just such a big deal if I missed the bus.
I can tell you why. Because you have one responsibility. That's all it is. Look, I remember I stayed after school to actually do more schoolwork voluntarily, which was real unlikely. Seventh grade, me and two of my buddies stayed later because we had access to the library and we had some project we had to get done, right? No big deal. And the last bus that left there, I don't know, say it was 4:45 or whatever. And I missed about like 5 minutes. So I called my dad and I'm like, oh, hey. And he do me a solid and just pick me up from school on your way home. And honest to God, it was on the way. Same thing. The car ride from that school to home, you would have thought that I killed 17 people and burned down a building. And all I could think was like, when we walked out, we saw the bus pulling off, man. We tried to make, he didn't want to hear it, man. All you had to do was catch the goddamn bus. No, you guys were screwing around. I'm like, yeah, we were screwing around a little bit, man. But I mean, honestly, like, and again, pre-cell phone where everything is synchronized to a satellite so that your computer and your phone will change times to the same time at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy's watch was like, I don't know, 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
But that's the only time reference we had. So he says it's 4:30. The reality is that it's 4:37. Well, we don't know that. So we honestly made a conscious effort, be there on time, do the right thing, but we missed the bus. And I don't know if my buddy's got in trouble too, but I just remember that car ride, and it's like a 7-minute car ride. But those 7 minutes, I'm like, holy God, man.
I didn't make
it. I think part of it too for Miles, it's like they probably just have their morning routine.
Right.
And not being there is awesome.
Right, yeah. But it's just like, all right, now I got to go do this.
Like, you know what? I'll say this, and I think Ted's right, because say you get off on President's Day, right? You're off on Monday. That's cool. But so are the kids.
Okay.
But when we're off on a Monday and the kids aren't there, it's a much different kind of day.
And I got yelled at the bus driver. My mom, at one point in time, I missed the bus. So I come, you know, slopping back in the house. Like, I missed the bus. And she's like, you know, just, right. I mean, my mom rarely cusses. I mean, 9 million cuss words. Grabs me by the backpack, takes me in the garage, pushes the garage door open, starts tearing off of the bus. All right. Now, when the bus.
Oh, she drove me to the bus.
When the bus. She's. hightailing a pink Volkswagen bus.
Good look, man.
With a Mary Kay. Yeah, trust me. It was the most embarrassing thing of my life. Okay, when the bus stops, as you know, there's a stop sign that comes out from the driver's side door.
Yeah.
The driver's, the flashing lights.
You got to set, right, because it stops everybody, whether you're behind the bus or in front of it coming the other way.
Doesn't stop my mom, Ted. She goes right past the bus, pulls in front of it. She's flashing the lights. She pulls in front of the bus, puts her brakes on, and stops, and basically, you know,
pushes your ass
pushes me out the door, and then I walk, you know, up to the bus, and the driver's like, did your mom see the stop sign? You can't pass a bus when it's stopped with the flashers on. I'm like,
my mom's illiterate.
I know that. She's very mad at me. I missed the bus. And she's like, and the lady's just like, please tell your mom. If she just flashes lights behind me, I will stop the bus. But
do not pull in front.
She cannot pass the bus and then pull in front of me when I have a stop sign there. And I'm like, I'm not telling my mom that. Like, I'm not.
You're going to get screamed at again.
Mom, one note.
Will you tell that bus driver that I said they were 10 minutes early today? Whatever they do. I was like, no.
I'm amazed that people still do that.
I have not seen that.
It was a rural road. Lately. I get it, but still. Like,
no, but I'm
just
saying.
Because where we are, man, there's a ton of school buses. And look, it sucks, but you got to stop, man.
Yeah, I saw somebody do it the other day, and I was just
really?
Like.
Really?
And I'm like. Maybe they don't think it applies to them because they're on the other side.
No, it applies.
I know. I'm just saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. It caught me so off guard. I was like, all right.
And look, I respect that law, and it's there for a very good reason. That said, who here does not hate getting stuck behind that damn thing? It's like, son of a bitch, man. Like, really? Come on. And then I can never see how many kids are at any given bus stop. So it puts out this little stop signs, right? And you're kind of waiting. And in my head, I'm just like, what the hell is taking these kids so long to get on the bus? Just get on the goddamn bus so we can get moving again.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't really say that out loud. You just kind of drum your fingers impatiently a little bit. My daughter's always like, just honk. I'm like, no. I'm like, listen, that is the last thing.
I was cussing.
Or like, so for me, it's more annoying when you're driving and you see the bus and it's like, you see it start to slow down. It's like, don't put the sign out. Don't put the sign out. Don't do it, man. It's like when you're on a water break during a two-a-day and you see that coach like holding his whistle. Oh. It's like, don't blow it.
I'm on a two-lane road in the 28 the other night, and it's dark, so I can't really see. But the bus in front of me stops at not an intersection stop, just one of the bus stops along the way on a two-lane road. I cannot pass this bus. I am behind it. It is taking forever. I have let off about 7 F-bombs. Like, what in the
right
freaking doing, man? You know? And then I see this woman in a wheelchair, and she's got like a flag on top of her wheelchair, and she's obviously older, and she's got an electronic, you know, like, wheelchair
like
thing.
A rascal?
Yeah, well, no, more like a. It's
oh, like
it's
a wheelchair, right.
But it's like, you know, she got a joystick on the thing.
Like, I can hear you
and
cussing,
it's, but it's raining.
Oh, God.
And she's getting dumped on, and it's night. I'm just like, I am such an ass. I am such an ass. They just had to let the ramp down.
They got to lower it down. Like, you get stuck behind that bus. It's gonna take a second.
Here I am cussing this old woman out, who's, you know, poor thing's gotta, you know,
get rained on. Right, here you are,
get poured on in a wheelchair. And
I've done it too, because there's a city bus stop right in front of my complex, like the apartment complex I live in.
Yeah.
So like where the bus stops, it blocks part of the driveway.
I know exactly.
So you can't
where you're
really
at.
Go out around it because you don't know what's coming. And same thing, you're just like, "What takes so long?" And then you see it raising up and raising down. It's like I'm just yelling at handicapped people.
My bad. I'm so sorry.
What was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
I feel like they should change the saying to "The road to hell is paved with impatience."
Correct.
Because you're always screaming and stuff, and you're like, "Oh God,
that's my bad.
So sorry."
And look. I get when you're in your car, you're in your own little world.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you say a lot of stuff.
Oh, yes, you do. Colorful stuff.
Yeah, a lot of words you don't use in public.
No, that's why you got to be careful with kids in the car.
You have to remember that the kids are in the car.
I mean, we can do a whole show for 4 hours, and I'm fine. And then I'll get in the car. My kids were little, and I could not, for the life of me, cut my tongue off.
Right.
I couldn't do it. My kids, I look in the rearview mirror, and they're both back there with their mouths wide open like,
oh, my kids, man. I'm telling you, I get home and you should have heard what mom said in the car today. I'm like, I can guess. You don't need to. A lot of the words started with F. I'm like, I understand. One had an M and an F. I'm like, I understand, guys. I understand that you were entertained. I know what she said. It's fine.
I'm amazed you could do the show. What did your son say after Miles took him golfing?
Oh, yeah. So, hey, man, I was golfing with Mr. Miles. Oh, it was fun. Man, he cusses a lot.
Well, it's a golf course.
Yeah, it's your speech outside of the 4 hours we've worked.
It's frustrating.
Like, sometimes it's just like, dude, I mean, like, I don't want to be this person. But like, it's a lot for even this restaurant.
Well, you know why they call it golf, right?
Why?
Because every other four-letter word was taken.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's a frustrating sport.
It is. What?
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So, what was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dawn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola.
So, I don't know, I was about 8 or 10 years old, and I was around this corner at a neighbor's house, and we were playing, and, hang on, and...
She's making a left.
At least you use your signal.
Can you hear me?
Yeah we can hear you.
Oh, okay. So, the kid's dad was doing remodeling, so we had a tarp down over the garage, and the garage door wasn't on there, and me and my friend were, you know, writing on it. We were cutting holes in it, putting our names on it and stuff, and he came out, and he saw this, and he was mad. He was so mad, and he sent me home, and I wasn't supposed to be home yet, so I hid in the backyard. We had this old 54 car that was in a shed, and I got in it, I hid in it, I fell asleep, and I woke up to my name being yelled all around the neighborhood because all of the neighbors were out looking for me because they thought I had been stolen or I was lost. They didn't know what happened to me.
Why did you have to, you said you weren't supposed to be home yet, but you weren't cutting school, right?
No, it was, you know, like, I think it was probably a summer day, and I was over at Jeff's house, and I was only, you know, I was supposed to be over there until, like, 5 o'clock, come home for dinner, and I got sent home before that, and so I didn't want to get in trouble because I got sent home early.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
You're trying to cover your badness there. All right.
Correct, yeah. So I hid in the car, and I fell asleep, and when I woke up, yeah, the whole neighborhood is out looking for me.
So were they more relieved that you were okay, or did you still get in trouble?
Oh, I got in so much trouble, it was not even funny. Yeah, I couldn't go over to Jeff's for a while. I was grounded. I got my butt beat. It was so much worse than if I had just gone home and said, "Hey, you know, I did this."
Now, were you not allowed to go back to Jeff's house because your parents were mad, or because Jeff's dad's like, "Hey, your crazy ass daughter's like cutting up my tarp and stuff."
Both.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say this right now. I don't think you should be going to Jeff's house.
It doesn't sound like you're being very responsible, Dawn.
I don't know why. Just his name. It's like, you know, what's her name?
Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn. You know what? No more Jeff's house. Okay. You can't handle it.
Well, Jeff was my best friend. You know, there were three of them at their house. There were three of us at our house, and we were all the same age. You know. And Jeff, you know, just happened to be a boy. And, you know, I mean, I was a tomboy growing up.
Right, but this only happens when you go over to Jeff's. You don't act like that at home.
Yeah. Right. Did you and Jeff did you and Jeff ever go to a dance together or anything as time went on?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Nope. We were best buddies, so.
Do you know where Jeff is now? Like, could you find him on Facebook?
Yeah.
All right, what is he up to now?
Yeah, we're friends on Facebook. I don't know what he actually does, but he's married and he's got two kids and he's got grandkids and
so. Sounds like Jeff's busy then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this real quick. Did you know that cutting through the tarp was bad, or were you just being a kid and really had no sense that this was not cool?
We were just being kids. We had, you know, it didn't even occur to us that, you know, it was, you know, we were vandalizing something. We were just having fun.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Hey, man, I've been there. You know, on the other side of that, like, why does my father seem so angry? Me and my buddy were in the garage. We had a big-ass Pontiac Grand Am, and garage doors closed, but it was connected directly to the kitchen. No big deal, but we would climb on top of the car and then belly slide down the front onto the hood because the car was longer than any slide on any playground everywhere. We did not realize that the zippers from our jackets and pants were scratching the top of the hood
of the car.
No idea. You know, looking back, how stupid were we? Well, we were that stupid. But I remember my father walked out into the garage, not even looking for us, saw what we were doing and went ballistic. And I could not understand what the problem was. And then even when he's pointing at the hood, trust me, he was very detailed to explain what it is that you've done wrong. In my mind, because kid logic, like, repaint it. Mm-hmm. I see you do it to the wall, man. You're the one who hit the living room wall with the coffee table when you're moving it. You repainted it. Oh, yeah. No problem. Why don't you just do that? You just don't get it. But whether I understood or not, the one thing I did comprehend was, don't do this again.
Okay.
This is bad.
Okay, speaking of hood of car.
Yeah.
My buddy Jeff. All right. So his dad had a Chrysler.
You know what, Miles? I don't want you going over to Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff.
What is it with this Jeff guy?
Oh, Jeff.
Jesus.
I don't. Same thing with his dad had a Chrysler New Yorker, which was their big ass.
Equally as long, right.
I mean, the hood on that car was 8 feet.
And begging to be played with.
And he and Jeff's dad would let him take, because he drove like a Dodge Omni, but he would let Jeff take the car for the weekend to go out on a date with his girlfriend, Wendy. This was Jeff's first real girlfriend, and they were pretty tight, 16, okay. 17 years old, or whatever the deal was. Well, Jeff came. That car normally was always.
Oh, yeah, I remember that car.
It was always.
And it's a big ass car.
It was always in the garage, all right?
No elements, nothing.
But in this case, because Jeff took the car, he pulled it out, so his mom pulled it in the garage. So Jeff, when he came back, he parked the car in the driveway. And his dad gets up the next day, and I don't know if it was the dew, I don't know if it was the humidity in the air, I don't know what it is, but in the middle of the hood of the car, there was a huge ass print, right?
Oh.
Two cheeks, and then there's two handprints on the top of the hood, and what looked to be like the back of the head, you know, in between the two handprints. That was the last time that Jeff was ever allowed to take the New Yorker for the weekend. His dad like grabbed him and like he's like, "You are not going to believe this. It was like it was perfectly imprinted in the hood of the car." He's like, "My hands, her head, her ass cheeks,
right?
You know, yeah." I was like, "I had to." See. He's like, "He already wiped it off, man." I was like, "I had to see this." He's like, "No, we can't go in there, man." He's like, "I'm not allowed to use the car anymore." I was like,
"I mean, to his credit, at least he didn't have sex in the car."
Yeah, I mean,
no. I mean, the hood was so big.
As far as it could have been both.
You could have had sex with eight people in the hood of that car. What was the most trouble that you got into growing up? 206-803-ROCK.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.